actually what Phil did is very helpful to our next set of symbols. You'll notice that they go by some weird names. The Chi Rho, and do you remember him saying Chi at any point, or Rho at any point? And the Iota Chi, as well as the IHS. And these are, the IHS is probably the symbol that you've seen sometimes on the altar. It'll have an IHS, or you've seen somebody with a stole that'll have the IHS. And those are actually kind of a distortion of Greek letters. It's really the Jesus, Son, Savior is really, you know, what that is. Jesus Christ, Savior. It's really the Chi. It's not a real easy one to translate because it's kind of a messing up of the symbols that were originally used. But the Chi Rho and the Iota Chi are a little bit easier to recognize as the Greek symbols. They wrote the Chi Rho like this a lot. And if you look, you'll see there's an X there. And that's the Chi, that's CH in English. And if you look again, you'll see what looks like a P. And that's the Rho. That would be an R in English. And so what you really have are the first three letters of Christ. C-H-R, and it really is a Christ monogram. Some of you may have an X with what looks like an I, and that would be, the I is really the iota, and they spell Jesus' name starting with an I in Greek, so you have Jesus Christ. And once again, you basically have Jesus' initials, and so it's a Christ monogram. And IHS is basically the same thing. It's just they've kind of messed up the original symbol, so it's kind of hard to recognize. It's kind of interesting that that's the most common one we see when that's the one that's not as bright, not as pure. And it's probably easier to think of that in the way that we've modernized it and said in his service, which has nothing to do with the original meaning of IHS, but probably carries a little more meaning for us. If you have or are not sure you have one of these, the only thing we have left is a crown, so you probably do. it's the emphasis on Christ's name, and we emphasize Christ's name because Jesus is the Son of God and so important. And the scripture for that comes from Philippians. Therefore, God exalted him in the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So we have lots and lots of symbols, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, that emphasize Jesus Christ's name, because Jesus is central and so important to our faith. Let's sing our responsive. Before, there are so many symbols. There's not opportunity for us to begin to touch the tip of the iceberg and all the symbols there are, or all the ways they've been used, even the symbols we have done, all the ways they've been used through history and the depth of meaning they've had. But one last symbol we are going to do today is the crown. And we use the symbol of the crown as a sense of the lordship of Jesus Christ, that he is king and has been crowned king of our lives, and that God has exalted him as king of all the earth. And we read in Revelation 11:15, the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." As we sing our responsive, if you have a crown, would you bring it forward at this time?